Welcome to Head Full of Radio, where a longtime Radiohead fan goes through the whole recorded discography alongside his friend, who's only familiar with the song Creep. Will we agree on the songs? Can I convert him into a fan? Let's find out.
The lozenge of love. I don't know how I feel about the word lozenge being used in a love context. That makes me feel uncomfortable. But
really? What makes you feel uncomfortable about it?
Well, lozenges usually have that little squirty bit in the middle that you just break all of a sudden.
Well, maybe that has something to do with what kind of love he was going through.
That's my point, exactly.
Is it also potentially that it could be short? Because lozenges don't normally last long.
True, is you can pop it like a pill. I mean, not quite like a pill, but it's that sort of vibe of short-lived.
Right, short-lived, squirty, and
unexpected,
Really makes your throat feel good.
Oh, there you go.
Wow, the double entendres on this are amazing.
They're entendring for sure.
That's right. By the way, that's Nico.
Hey, everyone.
Everyone being, as you said last week, you, your fan, your other fan, anyone who doesn't listen, and all the ones that are.
So true. Everyone out there, hello, goodbye, all the rest. I'm always speaking to all of you.
That's why you're the most beloved of the pair of us. So today's episode, as you heard us meandering on about the double entendres, is called Lozenge of Love. Is there anything interesting about this song?
I mean, it does also become shorthand to LOL, so they were breaking ground. Mind you, were people using the word, the phrase LOL at this point?
Don't think so.
Probably not.
I'm pretty sure they weren't.
So the OG LOL, everyone.
Yeah. I don't. I don't know. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, no. Let's just jump in.
Let's listen to things that are not me blubbering about that.
Go!
Okay. Just remembering back to Pablo Honey where everything sounded the same and now it's not that at all.
Right.
That was funky.
Yeah.
There's something a bit unsettling about the guitar.
I agree with that.
It just feels a little bit off. Like, I can't fully get, comfortable with it.
Yeah, I like it.
I do, but it's not just as simple as... Because where we had, Punch Drunk, Love Sick, Sing Along being this sort of style of singing in a way, and that was a lot more soothing... This one's got a bit more of a undercurrent of something not being fully able to let me just relax.
Agreed. Just kind of broke there. So just for a bit of information, this is one of the songs that is very much considered obscure. It was only ever performed 6 times live, and
wow,
only 4 of them were recorded. So it didn't get played very much. but it was very similar to what we heard when it was played live. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's kind of, it. The last time it was in 1995, and then it never came back again.
I see. Damn.
It seems like a pretty, I almost feel like that song is, it seems like it's the first song of here that seems like it needs a bit more. Like it could have had a lot more going for it.
Yeah, like I feel like it had lots of elements there that could have been like worked with. Like if like there was stuff there, but it didn't feel like, I don't know. It wasn't like a whole.
It's not complete. Whole meal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy I get to hear it.
Yeah.
But
it's just a little lozenge. It wasn't the whole. The whole course, shall we say.
So for myself, I think I'm going to give that one a fill.
Yeah,
Oh, nice. It's pretty. It's nice. It's really sweet. But it needs more.
Yeah, I feel very similarly. Like I enjoyed, again, the sweetness of it, but even with that little guitar in it, like, it was a bit sort of like, it messed with me on some level. So it's like, I liked that it wasn't too straightforward, but it also was too straightforward in other ways. And sometimes those combine together in a really cool way. And this was interesting, but it just didn't quite go all the way.
I agree with that. Yeah. And I also sort of feel like I was waiting for something else to kind of happen, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like it got a little bit weirder at times, but not, didn't crank up the notch the way I thought they would.
Agreed. Well, thank you, sir. Next week we finish the EP of New Radiohead.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That is exciting.
Stay tuned, and please enjoy a lozenge.
Or two. Fill yourselves up.
Fill yourselves up?
With the lozenge, you know. Get some satiety. Is that a word?
It's not. Be satiated?
Way, yeah, like whatever the noun of that is. Satiation, I don't know. Satiety. Yeah, I give up.
Okay.
Moving on.
This podcast is recorded over Discord and produced by me, Floyd. The introduction and exit music is a cover of Radiohead's Separator and is available on all streaming services under the band name Lift. Find us on Instagram @HeadFullOfRadio.